It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In the weeks leading up to the presidential election, we are talking to both campaigns about where the candidates stand on the issues. Today, energy.
Douglas Holtz Aiken, he's senior policy advisor to Senator McCain. Earlier, I asked him, what is Senator John McCain's plan for the nation's energy future?
Senator McCain has proposed something he refers to as the Lexington Project. It has become known as the all-of-the-above energy plan because it looks at our energy needs both in the near term, the middle, medium term, and over the long term, and involves the use of all sorts of energy, quite frankly, fossil fuels, alternatives, renewables, nuclear power, innovations that we're going to need to move ourselves from a situation in which we are dangerously dependent on imported oil. It exposes us to national security threats, economic security threats, and environmental security threats. And I'd be happy to lay out any piece of it that you'd like.
Well, you mentioned fossil fuels. That's certainly been a point of contention between Democrats and Republicans over the summer, with votes on drilling more or not drilling more, because oil really can't be the long-term energy solution. That's the Democrats' position.
I think Senator McCain would agree. I mean, he has been a staunch proponent of addressing global warming. He has been someone who has introduced, along with Senator Lieberman, bipartisan legislation beginning in 2003 to have a cap-and-trade system that would provide powerful incentives to move away from carbon-based fossil fuels. But any expert will tell you that over the foreseeable future, carbon and fossil fuels are an integral part of our energy future. And the senator's belief is that we should do some things in the near term because we have an urgent need to not send money abroad to finance countries who don't share our values, in some cases finance the terrorists who are trying to harm us. So that begins by more domestic production of oil and natural gas as domestic options as an alternative to imports.
How soon would Senator McCain think we might be deriving energy that we could use from increased domestic production, new drilling, and that sort of thing?
The Department of Energy suggests that if you drill in the outer continental shelf for oil, the fastest you can probably get that oil to market would be 3.5 years. 5 is a number that I think they're more comfortable with. It'll depend on the fuel source itself, but there's no excuse to not get going on this. You know, the experts would also say we have to get going on other things as well. The senator is proposing dramatic changes in the way we drive to incentivize the use of cleaner cars. He has a tailpipe credit, which you wouldn't want to think of as $5,000 if you buy a car that doesn't have any carbon dioxide coming out of the tailpipe, and a smaller credit for cars that are plug-in hybrids, things closer to a conventional automobile. Let's do that so that we start driving on things that are not oil.
Is that something that the senator might be prepared to, well, wait a while on because of our current fiscal crisis? I think both campaigns have said maybe we'd have to make adjustments. What adjustments would Senator McCain make?
In the main, his proposals are not ones which involve big new spending programs. The tailpipe credit is one that obviously he's suggested would be a quicker way to get us to drive differently. And he would review that proposal in light of the fiscal situation.
The senator does say that he wants 45 nuclear plants developed over the next 30 years, I think it is, and wants an international repository for spent uranium fuel for nuclear power plants. Where would that international repository be?
Well, I think that's less to be thought of as a specific proposal than to recognize that, number one, around the globe, there are countries with commercial nuclear electricity industries that are more expensive than the United States, and they reprocess their spent fuel, thereby cutting back on the amount of waste that needed to be stored. They also have a shared desire to have a repository, and as a world community, we have a shared desire to make sure we don't have a proliferation problem. The U.S. could, on its own, revisit the then-President Carter's decision to stop reprocessing spent fuel. Senator thinks that's one part of addressing the storage problem for nuclear waste. You know, other countries can do this. We know that addressing global warming will require dramatic technical innovations. This is a known technology right now that has zero emissions. We should use it. And in his formulation, if we've got a more extensive nuclear power grid, we can also be plugging cleaner cars into it and driving off those reactors.
We talk about energy independence in this country. Many people would say that means let's get off Mideast oil. The senator thinks we can do that how soon, 2025?
Most experts, perhaps all experts, would say that physical independence from imported energy is not a sensible goal. The goal would be to have an energy portfolio in the United States which is more diversified than is the one right now. And as a result, Americans don't get out of bed and find themselves hostage to big price movements in international oil markets. They don't fear terrorist attacks on Saudi oil facilities. We have so diversified and so reduced our dependence that even if there is some physical connection, it's not something that puts us at risk.
Douglas Holtz Aiken, senior policy advisor to Senator John McCain's presidential campaign. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll follow tomorrow an interview with Senator Barack Obama's energy advisor.